winter storm that coated Pyongyang's streets apparently delayed the start of Wednesday's funeral procession. Images broadcast by North Korea's official television network showed a gigantic portrait of Kim Jong-il mounted on a black limousine leading the slow drive. Just behind, a car carried an enormous wreath from his son and successor, Kim Jong-un. The hearse followed, carrying the coffin apparently bearing Kim Jong-il's body. For part of the procession, the younger Kim walked alongside. Melodrama rose as the vehicles made their way through billowing clouds of snow. A North Korean news anchor narrated the event in operatic tones.
In 5,000 years of history, can anybody tell us when we have suffered such emotional pain?
Thousands of wailing, weeping North Korean soldiers and civilians contorted their faces in dramatic anguish as official television cameras went in for close-ups. In many ways, Wednesday's procession was a bad weather replay of a similar choreographed event 17 years earlier, the funeral of Kim Jong-il's father, Kim Il-sung. The elder Kim, who died in 1994, still holds the title Eternal President. He is revered as a divine figure in North Korea's education and propaganda systems, and researchers say his persona is the single most potent source of political legitimacy in the North's unique form of government. Ryu Kil-jae is a dean at Seoul's Kyungnam Graduate School of North Korean Studies. He says the officials chosen to escort the procession alongside Kim Jong-un are a signal about the transition of power.
Six of them were core advisors to Kim Jong-il.
국가의 그 뭐라 김정일 시대 때 이미 그 김정일 주위에서 그 많은 그
I believe that's intended to send a message that is not only a family succession from father to son.
시대와 김정은 시대가 좀 이어진다. 승계되고 있다. 그 단순히
but a political succession from one regime to another.
시스템이 그 운영하는 모든 방식이 그대로 이어진다.
Kim Jong-il's death leaves a young man in his late 20s in charge of the nuclear-armed country. Experts say his next 6 to 12 months will be a careful balancing act between courting the support of the hardline military and exploring the economic reforms the impoverished country so desperately needs. Kurt Asian, VOA News, Seoul.
Kim Jong-un 동지께서는 당과 국가